sat in the car outside a garden centre. Looks like they've just opened. I know that they've got reasonable coffee in there, and when you live out in the sticks, coffee shops are few and far between. I need to go inside, have a coffee, sit down and have a think. Over the past few months, myself and Buddha Magnet have been working on... Buddha Magnet's been doing most of the work. I've been going, is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? A diaspora pod. Diaspora being, in my mind, the original Google Plus. An open platform. A decentralized network. Something I think is very important. Recently I was in Austria, in Graz, at Elevate the 21st Century. The Elevate Festival happens every year. This year it's called Elevate the 21st Century. Next year, because it's 2012, they're having a very tongue-in-cheek Elevate the Apocalypse, talking about crises and how we maintain communication channels, how we maintain an internet, which they've effectively done in Austria by creating a mesh network overlaying on top of the existing internet they've got, and they're about 20 kilometers from the border. As soon as they hit the border, they've got a down point into the internet in another country, and should Austria want to turn the internet off, it will still keep running. Does that make sense? Sounds like magic to me. Pretty incredible. But it's these kinds of safeguards on what many countries are calling a human right now, the internet and how we use it and our access to all this information and the ability to communicate and so on and so forth. I think it's so important. We don't and shouldn't be leaving it in the hands of the few. Just as the 99% are up in arms and occupy wherever, we need to be occupying the internet. I'd like to basically take back the right to communicate in ways that we feel is right. If I go out down to the park now to have a conversation with somebody, I can at the moment. But imagine that, you know, I had to kind of sign away any rights of that conversation as I walked in the park, in the full knowledge that every CCTV camera, every parabolic dish microphone was trained on me in that conversation, in a kind of sneaky manner, not so overt as it's in my face, so that I might relax and say private things. I'm also needed to give my ID over right down to the minuscule detail as I enter this park before I have this conversation. I just wouldn't go to this park anymore. The problem is, every day, all my friends go to this park. They're all there. Well, not all of them. There's a few that kind of switched on a bit now and saying, hang on a second, let's get some backup channels. Let's get some places where we can speak privately, at the very least, privately-ish. And so you're pulled into these spaces because at the moment there aren't any other options. I've been trying for a couple of days now to upload some OGG files, which MC Fontaine on Twitter has very kindly created for me. And they have to be OGG files because when I interviewed Richard Stallman on an MP3 recorder, one of his stipulations were, because he's founder of the Freedom Software Movement, he basically said, if these are going to be posted online, any interviews online, I want them to be in an open standard format. It's dawned on me that we don't have enough open standard formats, platforms, systems around. I've tried SoundCloud, bloody useless, the file keeps crashing, but only after you've uploaded all your information, added a photograph, put in your tags, all the hoofa-doofa, then it says it's not working. Then you've got to leave the page and start all over again. It's just, if anybody knows of any other system where I can embed an OGG online, that would be brilliant. I can't actually use SoundCloud now because I think I've used up all of my upload minutes just trying to upload something, and unless I pay for the premium package, it's not going to happen. So, what has the internet come to? Well, we've got Google and Facebook owning what seems to be the largest share of the social conversational platform. Of course, Twitter is there, and at the moment, I love Twitter to bits. I can't help but think that anything can happen at any day. All of my conversational eggs are in the Twitter basket. I couldn't give a poo. I mean, Facebook have kicked me off and relegated me to a page for not using my real name. Google have been preaching so much as to how they think I should communicate in a space by effectively off, kind of making me adopt an identity I'm not comfortable connecting with in the casual conversational online spaces, that is to use my legal given name, not the name I'm most used by online. And Google Plus, in effect, have radicalised me. I say that with a smile on my face before the people sniffing the words with their clever software. Oh, he says he's radicalised, send round the choppers. They really have. If anybody from Google is listening to this, you should be ashamed of yourself. Not just because of me, but there's lots of people that feel like me right now telling us how, you know, you've got a huge, huge chunk of this conversational space, and to just to cock it up like I personally think you have. And there's a lot of people very, very happy ticking along as they are using the platforms without any kind of worries. The word soma springs to mind, or sheeple, sorry guys. And some of these people are coders. The more I look into the more, shall we say, extreme users of the internet who believe that there should at least be some free software out there, and that there should be the, well, those that believe in the free software movement believe that all software should be free, and that it's actually morally wrong to charge for software. I know a lot of people have built businesses off the back of selling software. I'm using a piece of software now that demands or requires funding to exist. It's a business. Wouldn't it be lovely, though, if that business model was somebody pays you to create free software that you then share with the world? And let's not make any qualms about it. The biggest value that's come out of Audioboo was the fact that you could download the app for free, and that you could share conversation for free immediately. Freemium, premium, still a justifiable model in my mind. The enabling of access to these kind of tools, when, and I believe, vital, incredibly powerful. Shouldn't really be ranting before a coffee, because my rants are even less intelligible and intelligent before coffee. But I feel so strongly about this. That's why I'm actively using Diaspora. I'm going to resurrect my status.net account. And so what if there isn't that many people to talk to? I've got a funny feeling that with links like Katie Moffat shared this morning, with Read Write Web talking about the Federation of Open Platforms, Tim Berners-Lee is behind everything I'm saying right now. Tim Berners-Lee wants the internet, wants the World Wide Web, should we say, to be brought back home, to be put back in the kind of hands of the people. This is what it was created for. Well, it's one of the things it was created for. Definitely one of the things it's become. So it's everybody's responsibility as a user to seriously consider the ethics and the business models behind the platforms that you are using. Seriously. It's very, very easy to forget the power, the control in some ways, that you're putting in the hands of a couple of corporations who have been very smart in the way that they've decided to make immoral amounts of money. It's only now that people like Bill Gates are trying to dish huge fortunes back into society in the way of trying to do some good. Maybe he's realised that it's It's just wrong for one person to hold so much wealth. Yes, we live in a capitalistic society and there's not that much we can do about that. It kind of is the only way that things have been able to work so far. But it's broken, and I really do think it's broken, and it could do with at least a fine tune. And if it takes a few people listening to this to go, hang on a second, yes, maybe I will at least just sign up for these platforms so there's somewhere that I can go should things get a little bit uncomfortable where I am now. Should I want to know what a decentralized network, a network that kind of can't be unplugged, feels like. If you don't have an invite to Diaspora, let me know in the comments of a blog, on Twitter, I'm Documentally, or on Audioboo, on audioboo.net. Drop something in the comments. I can invite you if you give me an email address, or anybody that you know on Diaspora. I'm really hoping that we can get some kind of open social network up. There's quite a few. If you Google around, you'll see that there are more decentralized networks than you think. I really should do a blog post on this. Rather than just rant, I'm going to go inside for a coffee. I hope I haven't taken up too much of your morning whilst trying to vent some of my thoughts on how I think we should occupy the internet. Take care.